All right, folks, welcome back to Stoic Confidence. Your daily dose of wisdom, motivation, and maybe a little bit of that good old laughter therapy. I'm your host, Avery Hott, here to help you navigate this crazy roller coaster we call life one day at a time. Today, we're diving into a topic that feels like it's been thrown around more than a basketball in a slam dunk contest. Change. Ever feel like you're clinging on to a runaway train? Like life is just throwing curveballs and you're constantly trying to adjust your batting stance. Yeah, me too. But here's the thing, change isn't necessarily the enemy. In fact, it can be an incredible opportunity for growth, but only if we learn to embrace it with a little bit of equanimity. Now, equanimity sounds like something you'd find on the menu at a fancy yoga retreat, right? But trust me, it's much simpler than that. It's all about finding that inner peace, that mental calm even when things around us are going haywire. Think of it as your personal chill pill, but without the sugar crash. So how do we actually pull this off? How do we become masters of our own emotional landscapes, even when life throws a curveball bigger than a house? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you navigate change with grace and confidence. 1. Acceptance is your superpower. This one might feel like the hardest pill to swallow, but trust me on this. Resistance only breeds frustration. Accepting that change is inevitable is like acknowledging gravity is just a part of life. Trying to fight is exhausting and ultimately futile. Think about it. Clinging on to yesterday is like trying to hold on to water in your hands. It'll slip right through. 2. Focus on what you can control. Ever heard the saying, "Don't sweat the small stuff"? Well, that's good advice for navigating change. You can't control everything, heck, you probably can't even control what happens next week. But you can control your reactions to those things. Choose to focus your energy on what you can influence. Your attitude, your effort, your actions. 3. Reframe your perspective. This is where the magic happens. Change often feels scary because we associate it with the unknown. But what if we flip that script? What if we saw change as an adventure, a chance to learn something new, to step outside of our comfort zone? Think about those times when you've embraced change and surprised yourself with how awesome it turned out. Remember that feeling? Let's try to cultivate that mindset more often. 4. Practice mindfulness. This one isn't just for Zen masters, folks. Mindfulness is simply being present in the moment. It's about noticing your thoughts and feelings without judgment, taking a deep breath, and grounding yourself in the here and now. When change comes knocking, mindfulness can be your anchor, keeping you centered amidst the storm. 5. Celebrate small wins. Change rarely happens overnight, it's usually a series of small steps forward. So, don't forget to celebrate those victories along the way. Acknowledge your progress, big or small. It builds momentum and keeps you motivated. Let me tell you about a time when I really put this equanimity thing into practice. Last month, my favorite coffee shop decided to change their entire menu. You know how much of a creature of habit I am. My usual latte with oat milk was practically part of my DNA. I panicked for a minute, seriously thought about switching to tea gasp. But then I remembered what we've been talking about today. Acceptance and reframing. Instead of wallowing in my latte loss, I decided to embrace the change as an opportunity to try something new. I ended up discovering this amazing chai latte that has become my new go-to. Who knew? Sometimes change can lead us to unexpected and delightful discoveries. Remember, folks, change is inevitable, but our response to it is what truly matters. Embrace it with equanimity, stay grounded in the present moment, and focus on what you can control. You've got this. And don't forget, share your thoughts on this episode. Let me know how you're navigating change and what strategies are working for you. You can find me on social media, just search for Stoic Confidence. Until next time, keep striving, keep learning, and most importantly, keep being awesome.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.